Final score 47-13. The Homer Center Wildcats defeat Montrose. And the Wildcats are on their way to Hershey to play in the state championship game. And it appears Macy Sardone is going to be Kennedy Catholic.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's who we thought.
Why would you not be excited about something like that?
I mean, this has been a childhood dream of mine. And obviously it was a goal at the beginning of the year. And I'm just super happy that we get the opportunity to play, you know, Thursday in Hershey.
You had another defensive, just absolute dominant performance here tonight. You and your teammates just have been these last three games phenomenal. And it really says a lot about how dedicated you are to get any team to buy into playing defense like you guys are.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It can be hard too, especially, you know, coming from somebody who loves offense so much. But ever since Nick has, you know, come to coach us, he's like stressed defense and he's really helped us defensively. And, you know, we work really hard at practice all the time working on defense. And I think it shows in the game.
You look at their scorebook and they had one girl with 10 points. One girl had three, Snyder. And Snyder was their leading scorer. She's a tremendous ball player.
Yes, she is. And, you know, that was our game plan going in, trying to limit her some shots and just play tough defense on all of them.
Yeah. Talk about passing the basketball, because you guys were phenomenal with that as well tonight.
Mm-hmm. We always like to say, you know, pass up a good shot for a great shot. And a lot of times whenever we drive, that opens up a lot of, you know, opportunities for others, especially like Molly or anybody under the hoop. So we like to drive and then either kick out to whoever is at the three-point line or somebody on the other side of the block.
Well, it's a fantastic job tonight by
you
and everybody else.
Thank you, Todd.
See you in Hershey on Thursday. How about that? How sweet does that sound?
So sweet. I'm excited.
Going to hand me those headsets, and we'll see if we can get Ashlyn. Come on over here. Ashlyn Kerr is coming over to visit. And Ashlyn and Megan tonight, that was phenomenal defense on that girl. She's a good ball player.
Yeah, she is.
How did you and, well, I'm sure Coach did more than just tell you go play defense on her. What was he telling you about her and what she does?
He just told me she's very quick. She has long arms. She'll get around real fast. Don't let her breathe. Don't let her get the ball back. Don't let her shoot. So that's what I try to do.
Did she say anything to you during the game?
Like, no.
Get off, get away?
Not really, no.
because it was really amazing, the fact you and Megan especially getting after her. And then the entire team, the pressure, the turnovers that you're able to create.
Yeah.
And then turn it into points so quickly as well.
Yeah, we played really good on our press. We did really good, I feel like, tonight.
How does it feel to you to be saying, I'm on my way to play in the state championship game?
It's crazy. It's never been done before, I don't think, here at Homer. So it's a very great experience to be having.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ashlyn Kerr with a tremendous night. You threw us a little off. You're getting more offensive here lately, too,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice job.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand those back to me. We'll see if we can get somebody else over here as well. And she'll send somebody over. And here comes here comes Anna. Anna Kachal is on her way over to visit with us. I saw her feet the other day. Those are some nasty-looking feet you got
going
there.
Oh, my gosh. Basketball season feet. <Mm-mm. laughs>
And then the next game, you get nailed in the thigh, and you come out with a big ice pack after that.
I'm still sore from that, unfortunately.
Well, you get beat up a lot in these games, don't you?
Yeah, I actually got punched in the nose this game.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, it just never ends.
It looks perfect.
Thank you.
It doesn't look to be any problem with that at all. Hey, handling the basketball against a team as big and as quick and that wants to put pressure on the basketball like they do, that's not an easy thing to do, but you are, you know, I mean, you're embracing that, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I give a lot of credit to them. They were a tough team. They played tough defense. You know, we knew coming into this game that, like, they, you know, they're bigger, they've got longer arms, you know, we got to shorten up our passes a little bit. And I think we did a fairly good job of that tonight. So.
Yeah, and then Kutshaw went out on the wing there for that sneaky little three. That's
yeah,
that's becoming an every game occurrence now.
I snuck one in there. I was talking to Ward, and I was like, you know, I like to sprinkle a few points in there here and there.
That's pretty important, though. Teams have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hit or miss.
Yeah, you did a great job at it. And you've got one more mile to go in this state championship quest, huh?
I know. I'm just ecstatic. Like, there is no words to describe how excited I am for not only me, but, like, my teammates. Mm-hmm. We've worked so hard this season. I could not be prouder of them.
Going to sleep tonight?
Absolutely.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep real good after this one.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for coming over to visit with us.
Thanks for talking with us.
Anna Cutshall is going to hand that headset off to me again. And here comes Elena. So Anna took a shot to the face tonight. And she didn't go down, but Elena, she took a shot. She went down for the standing eight count. That was a hard shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, we kind of hit heads and hurt a little bit.
Yeah, but that's okay. We were talking in the course of the game, not only about your defense, but your passing. And coach says, how about that pass that over behind the head past Molly? Court vision is so important, number one, but for you, it just seems to come so naturally.
Those passes are fun to make, and I make them in practice sometimes, and then coach will be like, you better never do that in the game. And then I did, and it worked, so I guess I'll have to forgive me.
Little special dispensation there for those.
Yeah.
The cut game that you run. You run the weave out front. You look for the backdoor cut. It's right. Really working right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we ran that pretty well tonight, and hopefully it'll work on Thursday too.
One of the other aspects of your game that we need to pay attention to is the full court pressure and doubling the ball inbounds. It is just so tough to get the basketball through you guys.
Yeah, our press worked well tonight, and I was surprised because they have long arms and they're pretty quick, but we got forced some turnovers, and that was really nice.
On your way to Hershey.
Yep.
How's that feel?
It's very exciting. I honestly didn't think that we would come this far, and here we are, so I think we just go out there and win it.
There you go. They might as well. You're going all that distance. You might as well go win it.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Elena Fabian tonight, just an amazing performance. And we'll see if Miss Molly can come over and visit with us, too. And we see Megan is over there, too. And there she is. And she sees another big on the other team, and she says, oh, boy. That's what you do, isn't it? You really love to play the other team's big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. I like a lot of competition. So.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about your low post game before and how you have worked so very hard on it. You've added the outside element to your game. It's a very smooth look as well. And it just looked like you're having fun out there right now.
It is. I mean, this group of girls, it's so fun to even just go out, even in stressful times on the floor. I can always just find a smile on my face, even if they crack a silly joke on the sideline. I'm always so happy to come on the floor.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. This ball team here tonight, they were big. It was as big a team as you played probably all season long. And they had the 6'2 girl. I could see you just sort of lighting up when you saw her out there because you thought, this is what I'm here for.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm for. Yeah.
You can tell how much you love it. You love the passing game too.
Yeah. You know. I love seeing my open teammates, you know, and then them finishing. It's just awesome, you know.
Yeah.
The fans get so wild up. I love it.
And the glass. You love to clean the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my main thing tonight, and, you know, just to stop the second and third shot opportunities was very important. So
you've got a lot of work to do over the course of the next couple of days. You're going to get a look at the Kennedy Catholic, their win tonight over Greensburg Central Catholic, and a chance to get out on the floor with them. You know, when you figure AAU ball and the various other times that you get to play against girls in tournaments or wherever it might happen to be, Kennedy Catholic is awful distance away. I don't know if you know any of those girls on that team, but you're going to get to know them really well over the next couple of days.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're looking forward to it. How does it feel to say you're on your way to Hershey?
It's awesome. This has been something that we've been looking forward to all season. You know, it's something in the summertime that we were one of our main goals. This was one of our last goals. And just to get here was so important, and I think it really shows that our hard work paid off throughout all the months, even starting all the way back in August and July.
Well, it sure did. Yeah. We'll see you in Hershey on Thursday.
Thank you.
Molly Kosmak tonight. She was the leading scorer for Homer Center. She finished with 13 points. Here comes Megan Williams over as we talk with all of the six regulars who have worked so hard. And Megan, oh, Ward stepped in there. I thought
to steal my place.
I was going to say, don't try to steal Megan's thunder there. Now, did you really go to Slippery Rock on Saturday for volleyball?
I did, yeah.
How did you do that?
I don't know, honestly. I got home, went to bed, woke up, and I just had to go and do what I had to do and then be ready for Sunday's practice and then play today. So I've been doing it all winter, you know. It's just natural now.
So Friday you're in a state playoff game out in Timbuktu. Then you're back at Slippery Rock on Saturday. Here it is Monday, and you're out here at Central Mountain.
Yeah, I think I'm spending more time on a bus than I am at home.
You are a little bit well-traveled right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, this ball game here tonight, you and Ashlyn teaming up on their number 21.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really, really good ball player.
Yeah, she kept us moving. You know, she was always trying to get open. She really had me and Ashlyn working hard to stay on her.
Yeah, but you did.
Yeah.
Keeping your feet moving is not easy when you're playing mm-hmm. out on the floor that way.
Yeah.
Because you're not one of the smaller girls who gets out on the edge mm-hmm. All that often.
Yeah.
I don't know how far you prefer to play out on the floor, but there you are. You're chasing her around. You
yeah.
have to run.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also hard, you know, when they start penetrating to try not to draw a foul, but you just got to do the best you can to keep up with them and just play as hard as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, and because of it, you went on a trip to Hershey. So you're on the road again.
Yes.
How's it feel?
It's very exciting. I'm so, so, so glad that, you know, we were able to accomplish this. I knew this team had it in it, and I'm just so happy we're doing this now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Megan Williams and her Homer Center teammates with the 47-13 victory tonight over Montrose. And with that victory, they earn a trip to Hershey for the PIAA state championship game against Kennedy Catholic. Ward Hilliard, I don't know if you put your scorebook away or not, but when we consider the points in this game, really quickly, you want to run it down?
It's almost ridiculous. For Montrose, Mia Snyder had one field goal. It was a tray for three. Haley Pompey had 5 for 10. 5 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 13 points. Phenomenal. That's a district champion right there. For Homer Center, Elena Fabian, they get another big game. 5 field goals, 1 of 2